All right, welcome to Locked On Warriors. This is part three of our big training camp preview, answering the five biggest questions facing the Warriors going into training camp next week. I'm Wes Goldberg, and in a moment, I will be joined by Dieter Kurtenbach, sports columnist for the Bay Area News Group, to discuss Klay Thompson's health, what the Warriors will do at starting shooting guard while waiting for Klay Thompson to return, and then we'll discuss what we can realistically expect from the two rookies, Jonathan Kuminga and Moses Moody, early next season. That's all coming up next.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, right. Speaking of Klay Thompson, my other question, who is the starting shooting guard while Klay is out? And I've got a few options I want to throw out to you, Dieter. So The obvious, I think, name that most Warriors fans would point to is Jordan Poole. Just start him. He's the best player off the bench. Play him. My argument against starting Jordan Poole is this. If you want to, the Klay Thompson injury is already a wrench. It's a problem. Do you want to throw more wrenches into your rotation by saying, once Klay comes back, Jordan Poole has been starting this entire season, now go figure out your role on the bench? Or in the name of keeping sort of this integrity of the rotation in check as much as possible, do you just let Jordan Poole thrive in that six-man role off the bench, whether it's the one or the two, whatever it ends up being, and just let him get comfortable there? Because let's remember, he's in his third year, and he was wildly inconsistent in his second year, as impressive as he was. I think there's something to be said about just letting him have that six-man spot and just play it and get comfortable in it and just and know what it is. And then at starting, as your starting shooting guard, you can have more of sort of a fill-in kind of reliable sort of just steady hand, like a Damian Lee or something. Is again, as unremarkable as that player may be, you know what you're getting from him every night. You could go with Damian Lee. You can get weird with other types of lineups.
I say what you really want to say, Wes. Push it to the limit. Say what you really want to say. You want to start Moses Moody as the starting, as the two.
That's an option. I don't want to go there. I wouldn't go there because
I want to go there. I want to see what that looks like.
So you've learned nothing from starting James Wise, but just handing him a starting job opening night.
Well, you've learned nothing from that. But Moses Moody is like a limited I hate to do this because I actually think he's a really good player who's going to be in the league for a long time.
Yes.
But he's a limited player. He knows his standards, his limitations. He has a restrictor plate on him. Like you have to see it in training camp. I need to see it in preseason, but like that is, he's built to be a role player.
Yeah.
Like James Wiseman is built to be a transformative center who can change the league. Now he'll end up being a role player, most likely, at best, but in the DeAndre Ayton role. But like the talent is there to where you can extrapolate. You know, same thing with Kuminga. You can extrapolate. Oh my God, like this guy could change everything. And you're playing the lottery. Again, no pun intended there, but like you have to at least entertain those possibilities. Moses Moody's not going to be an all-star. Moses Moody's not going to be, you know, somebody who sets the world on fire. He might be a solid fantasy basketball player for you. But he's a 3-and-D number two going out there. He can give you a little bit of something in a lot of different areas. I just think that he has the chance to be a perfect role player. And I think his floor is so high as compared to, you know, I think a moderately, you know, low ceiling. But I think he has a very high floor. I wouldn't be shocked if he was their best option.
I wouldn't be shocked
at the two starting out of the gate. Maybe you don't start him on opening night, but like after a week of the Damian Lee thing, toss his ass in there and see what happens.
Yeah.
Like, why not?
I'm okay with it. And I think that's why I have it listed as a question in training camp. If I thought you just for sure start Damian Lee, then it wouldn't be a question. You open up the competition. I think there's an open competition right now. And I think it ought to be between Damian Lee and Moses Moody. And they should just let and say, hey, Jordan Poole, we know you probably want to start. You've been a starter most of your entire life. We get it.
Nah.
But you are going to win sixth man of the year. That's your goal this season. And to do that, we need you to basically score points while Steph is off the floor, because that's the other thing.
He has to be the 6-minute dynamo. He has to be the dude who's anchoring the second unit until Klay comes back. And honestly, what he should do is make it so that Klay plays fewer minutes than he's ever played before in his life. I mean, just make it there. And by the way, nothing is ruling out the possibility of Jordan Poole playing an entire second quarter, playing an entire fourth quarter. If he's hot, if he's rumbling, Steve Kerr will take him out for 90 seconds, put his ass back in. He's a child. And I think that that role is perfect for him. And, you know, Jamal Crawford was in the league for 72 years just doing that. Like, you know, this is an exceptional role for him. It allows him to play his game, be himself at his absolute best. And if the Warriors get into a pinch, they can figure it out then. But you need to find cards that have the same sort of suit. And Jordan Poole, for as good of a basketball player as he is, and as strong as he came on, he's not on the same suit as Stephen Curry. He's just not. You're not going to be able to make a good hand like that unless he builds himself up to be a high number. And you can make a straight, you know, out of the situation. But right now, they're not in a flush scenario. And we're just going to keep this poker analogy going forever. And that's not a problem at all, because there is a role for somebody like Jordan Poole on this team, a very big role, a very important role. And I think he's smart enough to realize that this isn't an indictment of him at all. And in fact, he's going to end up being cult hero for a lot of, as it's kind of already seen here, cult hero for a lot of fans around here, because he's embraced San Francisco. He's young and interesting and well-spoken and fashionable. And he's going to get like crazy points in the second quarter and save a lot of games for the Warriors. And he's going to get to do it his way.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't have to fit any prototypes or, you know, drop any of his swag or anything like that.
He's the Ryan Fitzpatrick of this team. He's just, everybody loves him all the time. He doesn't really have to do much, but every time he does anything, it's like, oh, this guy's the best ever. The other thing,
absolutely
too,
nothing wrong with that. I hope he embraces it.
I think he is. And I actually think the Andre Iguodala inclusion into that locker room is going to be huge for him. And everybody is pointing to Iguodala for positional purposes, like, oh, he's going to help Moses Moody, he's going to help Kuminga. And of course he will. But I think he's going to have the biggest impact.
Coach contract.
I think he's going to have the biggest impact on Jordan Poole, because they have a similar type of demeanor, a similar type of swagger, a similar type of FU attitude in regards to everybody around them. But also a certain amount of like loyalty to the dudes that
smart and angry. Is that the angle?
Smart and angry, or maybe, you know, okay, I'll stay there. I'll stay at smart and angry, and I won't go any further than that. But I
shoot me a text when this is done. I want to get the rest of that some other time.
Okay. We'll take that offline.
And this was Les's last Locked On Warriors for a reason other than choice.
On my last Locked On Warriors, I'll tell you what I really meant there. So I do think that Iguodala have a really good impact on Jordan Poole, because if Jordan Poole puts up any sort of fuss about, hey, I'm a starter, Andre Iguodala is like, dude, I was an all-star and I took a six-man role. And hey, I'm a friggin' hero in this town now, and you can be too.
Let's hear from our friends at Built Bar. Did you know that Built Bar has a ton of delicious flavors? There's something for everybody. When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their faves. If you don't know the Built Bar flavors, well, you're missing out. They have coconut, cherry barcia, raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, and German chocolate. Do you know what my favorite flavor is? Well, if you've been listening to this podcast as long as I have been doing it, and remember, not going to be doing it that much longer, you know that I do the fruit covered in chocolate flavors. I recently posted about my engagement on Instagram, and I had people coming back at me saying what they had, what their favorite Built Bar flavor was, which was not exactly topical, but I appreciate the passion. If you haven't tried all the flavors, you can get a mixed box where you can get two each of the 9 flavors, so you can choose your favorite. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, they're healthy too. Check out the macros. 17 to 18 grams of protein. Calories ranging from 130 to 180. Only 4 to 5 grams of sugar. Only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. Amazing flavors. All tasty. All healthy. So go to Built.com and use the promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off on your next order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at Built.com.
All right. Final question, Dieter. I wanted to ask you how much the rookies can contribute, but we already talked about Moses Moody. How much can Jonathan Kuminga contribute early on, do you think? And just for reference, listeners of this show, unless they just started listening while I was not recording episodes for 2 weeks, they know exactly where I stand on Jonathan Kuminga. I don't know that I've had you on since Summer League.
We haven't talked about Kuminga.
All right. How much do you think Kuminga can realistically contribute early on after what you saw in Summer League?
My stance on Summer League is pretty clear. It's not as good as G League. It's, it's not even Euro League. Like it's a lesser level of competition, but Kuminga looked like a man amongst boys. So that's a very positive sign to the start of the season. I say all that to soften the blow on, I don't know what he does for this team. And I'm the thing I think I'm most concerned about is not him, but how Steve Kerr handles kind of getting weird with it. Like Steve Kerr is, we're going to go back to a baseball metaphor now. Like Steve Kerr has his pitches. Right. Like, he's not a 5-6 pitch guy who's going to get crafty with the changeup and can drop something if it's not working. Like Steve Kerr and Mike Brown have the Excel spreadsheets and they're not much for feel. And Kuminga at this juncture with all that athleticism, and I think we saw this with Wiseman last year, just all of this raw talent. Sometimes the game calls for it. Sometimes the game doesn't. I don't really know when it does and when it doesn't. I guess you find out when it doesn't pretty obviously. It's hard to kind of tell when it does. And they need to play him. They need to give him minutes. In the current rotations as structured, I don't really know. Maybe second part of the first quarter with Wiseman on the floor, but is that fair to Wiseman? Maybe with the second unit, but then he's going to be the focal point of the second unit. I mean, you just having him as a runner, just like a four that just runs the floor hard with Bielitsa. Now you're really limited defensively. I mean, I don't know how he fits in right now, but you need to play him. You need to play him somewhere other than Santa Cruz because he's clearly not going to get much, you know, positive character building scenarios there. Like you need to throw them into the fire a little bit, but I'm struggling to figure out where the ideal spot for that might be so that he can at least figure out some small role. And then the Warriors can figure out what it is he does right. really well. And then look for situations like that to toss him in. I mean,
yeah, because the difference
that or the Warriors are just going to have to completely scrap their, you know, standard rotational practices, which good luck telling Steph Curry is not playing the full first quarter.
Right. And that's what is interesting to me from Summer League is that the role that Moses Moody played to the point we were making earlier is that what he did in Summer League, you could translate that to the NBA pretty easily.
Totally.
Now, he won't get as many shots. He's not going to get to take 5 or 6 threes a game, but it's kind of the same. It's kind of the same deal. Kuminga had Steph Curry level usage rating in Summer League, and that's not hyperbole, that's fact.
No, and
he's not gonna have to turn the ball over 6 times in a game and just kind of play his way through it. It's just not gonna work. And I don't know what he does that is, you're talking about a limited role. That limited role is, what does he do right now in an elite level? And the answer is run really fast and be really big. And I don't know what that does for this team right away. And so I don't know that you could play him with Wiseman at the same time. That's just too much clunkiness, too much figuring it out, too much that you owe both of those guys early on that I don't know what his role will be. He will get minutes. Maybe it's garbage time minutes. Maybe that's his role. Maybe he is strictly, hey man, like we love you. We think the world of you, but it's going to be you're going to get all the minutes in practice and maybe not a whole lot during game. I don't know what it is. It's tough for them. It's going to be tough for them to figure out. I'm glad I don't have to deal with that.
And it's really tough too, because you know, certain things that he does are already kind of filled, right? Like if you need like an athletic small ball five,
can he just be like bigger Eric Paschal?
Bigger Eric Paschal would be something, but Eric Paschal got traded because he didn't have a role on this team. You know, Juan Toscano-Anderson is would be an ideal sort of player for him to emulate early in the season. Just like go out there and be a difference maker on defense with your athleticism. But you already have Juan Toscano-Anderson, who Steve Kerr trusts more.
Right.
And then like if you just want somebody to go out and you know, be young and dynamic and make things go kind of crazy, you already have Wiseman. And it's like, I don't know what he does right now that's unique either. Mm-mm. Like that's the real kicker. Like you're not even carving out a role for him. You're basically just saying he's doing the same thing that this other guy does. They've had to spend so much time trying to find individual characteristics for this team or lucked into individual characteristics that are positive. And then of course they like those things because they brought it onto the team before. But then they bring in a Kuminga who I just think has all the talent in the world. I really do think he's going to be a good NBA player. But right now, for what this team needs, like even like an Otto Porter role, like why wouldn't you rather play Otto Porter?
This episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing number of makes and models, it's impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all of the parts you need. Why would you endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questions and wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing the only brand their warehouse happens to carry. You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Why choose to spend 30%, 50%, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership? Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years, and Rock Auto prices are reliably low for every customer, do-it-yourselfers or even you and me. They have everything you can need: brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. Go explore their easy-to-use website today to find the solution to your auto parts needs. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck, and then write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us?" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. All the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com.
Let's also talk about Bet Online. We're back and better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back on the field to start another football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all of the pro and college football action this season. With a new and updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline.ag continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. That's double your initial deposit, people, just for signing up. Don't forget to use that promo code NFL100. From football, basketball, boxing, right now to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. Maybe your fantasy football team has already gone to crap. Well, you can make up for it with betonline.ag. Start betting on the games every weekend. BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your favorite sports. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
When Otto Porter gets injured, because it's
in that, and that's exactly where
that's
I was
probably
going.
Where
like,
he
there will
fits
be injuries.
Him.
Yeah. Congratulations, Jonathan Kuminga. Now you get run. But until then, I don't see a spot for him in the you know ideal initial rotation.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's kind
of
weird.
A lot of Warriors, it's very weird. And I think a lot of Warriors fans would hear that and say, well, then just play him in Santa Cruz. Well, Santa Cruz isn't going to teach him anything, because if you play him in Santa Cruz, then he just gets that summer league usage rate. And what he needs to figure out, and it's not just a this year problem, it's a next few years problem. It might be a first contract for Jonathan Kuminga problem where, hey, the great thing about getting drafted to a team with Steph and Draymond and Clay and Steve Kerr and all these guys is that you get to compete right away. The bad thing is that you might not be the guy doing all the competing. And so
the competition is also in-house, and that competition is pretty stiff with a bunch of guys who have been in the league for a long time. And Otto Porter's made, I don't know, $500 million by doing, you know, just Otto Porter things. Like, Bielitz has made good. Like, you're going up with guys who have generational wealth from doing like two or three good things.
But he also needs
to know
what
they're doing,
and he needs to learn to play with those guys and not the dudes in Santa Cruz. Because he needs to know how to play with those guys next year and 2 years from now and 3 years from now. And playing in Santa Cruz will not help him do that. I know that a lot of Warriors fans think that he'll just be Alan Smiley Geach, but that's or play that role, I should say, or fill that void.
Yeah,
they're not going to
put that evil on him.
But also, you good luck telling Joe Lacob that you're taking the sixth pick in the draft and sending or seventh pick in the draft and sending him to Santa Cruz. Like,
they did with Smiley Geach, who was his fourth son. So there's something to be said for that tough conversation. I think that they'll find spots for him.
I think
they're going to be ham-fisted.
Yeah,
and
it's going to be weird. And it's going to be clunky and it's going to be ugly. But sometimes it's going to be really awesome too. Just like this podcast was.
I was going to go there too, but it's better that you said it.
Dieter
I wasn't in a hot box that was 115 degrees the entire time, too afraid to turn it on and actually have air conditioning. So I'm 15 pounds lighter than when I started. I'm in training shape now, so.
Glad I could help.
Anyone on YouTube just sees me slowly melting away. No, it's because I'm sitting in the sun in a car outside a veterinarian's office in Oakland and didn't turn on my air conditioning.
You're a pro's
no
pro,
way to
Dieter,
redeem
that's
myself.
Why. Your pros, bro. Appreciate you.
I think I got better as the podcast went on.
Dieter Kurtenbach, you can find his work over at the Bay Area News Group. Thank you, Dieter, for joining me. That is not a Dallas Cowboys hat that he's wearing before you guys attack him in the comments.
No.
We don't have to get into that story, but just know that there's an icon in the middle of that star. It's a Google pack. It's a Google hat.
Yeah. So, I embrace the Bay so much that I wear a Google hat around. So just remember.
Well, what people don't see is the Apple logo on the back of that shirt and the Twitter shorts that you're wearing. So
no, this is Target, baby.
Nice. Massimo, whatever it is. All right.
Only the best.
All right, Dieter. Thanks for joining me, man. Good stuff.
Anytime, Wes.
All right, that'll do it for our training camp preview, answering the five biggest questions facing the Warriors going into training camp next week. In case you missed it, part one covered the latest regarding what the Warriors are going to do with their backup point guard position. Part two covered James Wiseman's health, what we can expect from James Wiseman, and then what the Warriors will do at center with the center rotation overall. And then, of course, you just listened to part three. You can continue to subscribe to episodes of Locked On Warriors on your favorite podcast feed or right here on YouTube. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you next time.